Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, we're thrilled that you're going to help us christen our expanded studios in Oklahoma City.
That's right, Kelly. This Friday is going to be a big day for public radio in Oklahoma, and I'm really excited to be a part of this celebration. As some know, but all will know after by Friday, KOSU has got a new studio in the Film Row area of Oklahoma City. And we'll flip the switch to take KOSU live from Film Row on Friday morning. So that's going to be very exciting. I know you got a lot planned. Doors open during the afternoon and evening for tours. You're holding a big street concert Friday night, so we want everybody to come down to Film Row for music, food, and fun.
And we're very excited about the opportunity to be part of the downtown Oklahoma City community, and with this facility in particular. It's really, Burns, the foundation of our long-range strategic plan to create a uniquely Oklahoma media experience in which content is created through the community and community is created through content.
Well, that's right. I mean, we obviously are here for the community, and we need to understand and provide forum for the community issues. And I know that you have plans to, right now we have a studio in Tulsa at the OETA studios that are on the OSU Tulsa campus. And maybe we'll have a venue there in the Brady District, as well. So it enables us to go to the two population centers as well as, out from those areas and to serve our community better. So, I just congratulate you, Kelly, and your staff. I know you've been working on this project for almost 2 years. You've had to raise a lot of money. And you had a lot of help from an OSU alumnus, Chip Fudge, who basically is the Christopher Columbus of the film renaissance in Oklahoma City. He's really led the way and acquired a lot of those buildings and, of course, owns the building that our studio is going to be in. By the way, speaking of the studio, the Heartbeat, H-A-R-T-Beat, performance studio gives us a place for the first time to host music and conversation in front of live audiences, bringing people together as radio really began. And you think about the heyday of radio, it was a source of live local news and culture and hosted large audiences at the time. I know you've got now the latest technology in the new studios to share what's happening in Oklahoma and in the world through NPR. By the way, we probably should explain that HART, H-A-R-T, refers to the name of this building. So when we have things like Heartbeat and so on, that's where that comes from.
That's right, Burns. And as we settle into our Oklahoma City station, phase two of our project begins, and that involves an upgrade to our facility in Stillwater, which will still be a very important part of what KOSU is all about.
Well, I do think it's important we emphasize that. We are not leaving Stillwater. This is our home. Stillwater is the headquarters of KOSU, but it is important that we have a presence in Oklahoma City as well as Tulsa. And with more space there, you and KOSU are going to be able to extend OSU's academic mission by involving students in every facet of the operation. So we think it's just a win-win-win for KOSU and Oklahoma State and our students and our communities. So congratulations.
And thank you, Burns. And we look forward to having you Friday to help us flip the switch.
I'll be there.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.